forgiveness. Well, hey, I'm glad to be back. Was Truman mean or? Oh, you know he's mean, Dale. Truman Monroe's a mean man, and I'm telling you. I tell Linda every time, I said, if you listen closely to him, Linda knows. Linda takes my side of things, and she always reports back to me if he gets out of line in some way. Anyway, in all seriousness, we're thankful Truman watches. So we're thankful to you, Truman. We love you, and Linda, thank you. Give them a round of applause. Huh? Well, we had a good time. And I've got some video, and what I may do is I may try to let Larry walk how I can get it to him so he can put it to the computer. But I've shown some of the men in our class. We have pets when we go to Florida. We got the three dolphins that love us, and we got about 50 seagulls that love us, and we named them all and all that kind of stuff. And bring back a little bit of, we may try to figure out a way to show you how Monica feeds the seagulls in the Gulf of Mexico when we're out there. We got a friend of ours that lets us have his boat, and we go out there. And you got to understand, now the Gulf is totally different from the Atlantic. The Gulf is just like going on Taylorsville Lake. I mean, it's just this calm. You go over to the Atlantic and you get the waves and you get all that kind of stuff. But anyway, we had a good time. It was warm down there. Wonderful. I know you felt sorry for me, but it was in the 80s and nice. But Monica and I always try to buy each other a little something down there to remember every trip that we take. And she's got little trinkets and stuff that she puts all through the house. And I can't remember from one day to the next, but she can look at something she's had for 20 years. She knows where I bought it, how much it cost, what the occasion was, and the date, you know what I'm saying? All right? I just look at it and say, you know, I bet I bought that for you one day, didn't I, Monica? And she said, yeah, you bought that in 1994. Don't you remember 1994? Yeah, boy. Well, let me tell you something. She got me something that you guys may like. You ready to see it? Well, I'm excited. Are you ready to see it?
Yeah!
I'm scared.
Isn't that pretty? Uh-huh. When she first gave it to me, she said, don't you like the color? If you can put it in your office? And I said, I ain't gonna really do it. I said, well, you know, that's pretty. She said, you don't have a clue what it does, do you? I said, what to do? She said, when you turn it over, in 30 minutes that empties. I've got 30 minutes to preach. When this is empty, I need somebody to stand up and say, the time's up, preacher. Huh? What do you think about that? I'm allowed 30 minutes. So, now I don't want y'all to pay attention to this, Kevin. We're watching this now. But when that runs out, if I'm going to have to stop, then I've got to stop, according to Miss Monica. She said, 30 minutes is all that they can take of you. So I got that. So anyway, that's what it needed. Got the pretty sand and all that kind of stuff. But wait. I haven't started preaching yet. Come on, Jimmy, I need a man on my side. I haven't started preaching yet, you know. So, all right, there we go. It's going. All right, well, good to see you. Now, I'm not going to do the book thing today because I'm going to talk about Thanksgiving. Next week, we're going back to the book. Bring your books. Believe me, I've had a lot of email about the book, what it's about, all the stuff that it's helped people with. So we're going back to it next week. But today, we're just going to look at some scripture, only five verses, but it talks about what we are to be thankful for. God is so cool. Y'all agree with that?
Yes.
Man, God is cool. All right, Larry, here we go. Psalms, chapter 100, verses 1 through 5. Make what? A joyful noise. Joyful. You are to be glad you've got the ability to be in the house of God. Huh? Isn't that right? Huh? Isn't that right? Say amen. That's right. You are to be glad that you are in the house of God. Make a joyful noise unto before his presence with what? Singing. And it don't make any difference what kind of voice you got. It didn't make any difference. We're not looking at your quality of voice. We're looking at the fact that you're so glad to be in God's house that you want to sing these wonderful songs. This is the song itself. This is how they used to pray song. This was the amazing grace of the Old Testament days. Serve God with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Everybody agree with that? Say amen.
Amen.
Now, know ye that God, I want you to look at this. Know ye that God, he's God. It is he that has made us. Every one of you, no matter what you look like, no matter what you're about, no matter how many faults you have, no matter how good you are, how bad you are, male, female, young, old, it doesn't make any difference. You are made by God. Now, why is that special? It's because when you get so down on yourself that you think nobody can love you, I promise you, God can love you. Give the Lord a hand of applause in his house. It is he that has made us, and we are his. We are his people. And the sheep of his pasture. Not only does he know us, he takes care of us. And when we think about the first three verses, make a joyful noise, serve the Lord with gladness, know that he is God, we are made by him, it leads us up to the fourth verse. When we consider all of that. All right, Larry, here we go. Now, when we think about everything that God has done for us, when it says enter into his gates, in today's world we'd say enter into his church. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Now that's all about your heart. That's all about how you feel. It's all about everything that you think about. Because you can come to church, and all of us are guilty of coming to church with everything on our minds except for God. We're worried about the week we've had. We can come to church mad. We can come to church sort of disenchanted. We can come to church confused. We can come to church thinking about what am I going to eat after church. Anybody here concerned about what you're going to eat after church? Well, of course you are. Of course, I know you are, Sandy. I know. All right.
I didn't say nothing.
But, I'm sorry. Lord, I almost jumped on the foot, lady. I didn't mean it, Sandy. Kevin, take up for me. Don't sit there and laugh. Take up for me. Man, I just threw that fudge out the window, didn't I? I'm telling you. All right. Tammy, you will deal with that later on. All right. Now, we are to enter church. Be thankful. The only way to do that is be in the right frame of mind. And believe me, Satan does not want you in the right frame of mind. In our men's Thanksgiving class, we're starting a new series on hope. Faith and hope go together. You start off with faith. As your faith grows, so does your hope. And believe me, in the world we live in today, our faith and hope needs to grow. No matter what you see on TV, no matter what you listen to, no matter what's at your work, no matter what's going on, let your faith and hope represent who you are. Believe me, that's the only way you will get through this life and have any quality of life. Quality of life doesn't mean you have everything that you want. Quality of life means you recognize that God's given everything you need. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Enter into his courts with praise. Thankful. Praising God. Give thanks unto him and bless his name. You know, there's all kinds of ways to bless his name. Don't curse his name. Don't do that. The Bible says what comes out of the mouth represents the heart. But boy, that'll come back and haunt you, won't it? Understand that? What comes out the mouth can represent your heart. So you need to be careful what comes out your mouth. Believe me, I know. My mouth gets me in a lot of trouble sometimes. It can get you in a lot of trouble. Satan would rather, if there's one thing that Satan would rather control of you than anything else, is your mouth. I said, Satan can control your mouth, he can destroy your life. How do we think? I'm telling you, it's the truth. Because see, once it comes out, it's hard to put it back in there. Isn't that right? It's hard to do that. We've all done it. We're all guilty of it. So what's in the heart? God should control the heart. Now, I'm not expecting anybody to be perfect. There's not a perfect person in this church. You don't have a perfect preacher. You don't have a perfect nothing. We're all here for one reason, and we're all here because we're saved by grace. That's it. Ain't nobody here better than anybody else. It ain't about what kind of money you got, or what you drive, or what you do, or where you live. It's all about what's in your heart. Because when you take that last breath, and that heart stops, I don't care how much money you got in the bank, I don't care what you've got, what you're doing, or what you don't have. Because all that's going to matter is what's in your heart. Do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus? And when you do, you take it to the next level. And believe me, the next level is what I'm excited about. It's called heaven, heaven's gates, all that heaven provides. But folks, you don't see that unless you go through the blood of Jesus Christ. Give a little hand of applause. Now, if you believe God is good, for God is good. Yeah, he is. He's great. He's wonderful. Even when you're going through your toughest time, you need to understand by your faith and by your hope that God is good. He is. His loving kindness, and look at the word, endureth for how long?
Forever.
Forever. His grace is forever. His forgiveness is forever. Once you come to truly know him, he knows you're going to sin. He knows you're going to have faults. He knows you're going to have problems. And yet he's going to love you in spite of yourself. And believe me, that's wonderful. Because some of you are spiteful. I am too. Sometimes we get hooked on ourselves. You look in the mirror and you think, wow, look at that. You ever done that, Carl? You ever looked in the mirror and said, wow, look at that.
Oh, yeah.
I look at Carl sometimes myself and I said, Lord, what'd you go wrong? So was you having a bad day when you made Carl? What was the deal?
Hey, your time's running out.
Folks, look at that. I got all kinds of time. Man, what are you talking about? But his love and kindness endured. It's amazing who he's kind to. You know, God wasn't interested in perfection. He wasn't even interested in the religious people of his time. He said religious people got on his nerves. He's looking for people that just want to be saved. He went to where the sinners was at. He didn't go to where the perfect people was at. Oh, they thought they were perfect. They thought they were religious. They went through and did what they thought they should do, and it was all about them. Jesus said, I ain't got no time for that. If it's all about you, Jesus don't have no time for that. When it all comes about him, then he's got all the time in the world. Because you see, no matter what, how you live, what you do, where you go, what you say, when it comes to the end of your life, and that could be when you're a kid, it could be when you're old, understand this. Forever is forever. Heaven is forever. And hell is forever. You make the decision in this particular lifetime. In my lifetime, I make that decision for the rest of eternity. Do you understand that? And the fact that God will give me a chance, no matter my past, what I've done, what I've said, where I've gone, what I'm about, he still will love me, he still will forgive me, and he will still give me a chance to see the kingdom of God if I'll take that chance. He ain't going to force nothing on you. Nothing. He's going to provide the door, and he's going to say, come this way. But he's not going to make you open that door. He's going to invite you to come. He's going to invite you to open the door, but you're the one's going to open it, or you're the one's going to shut it. It really comes down to being that something. But the fact that he offers you to open that door tells you everything about the grace of God. You understand that? The fact that he offers you to come home and to come through that door shows what he's all about. My dad always told me, he said, you've always got a home as long as I've got a home. But he said, when you come in this home, you're going to respect me. You can hear my dad saying this to me. He said, if you're going to live under my roof, you're going to respect me.
Amen.
You see, I was the one that worked and provided this roof under God's grace.
Amen.
But I'm your dad, I'm going to love you. Now, I may not always like what you do, but I'm going to love you. Okay? And he said, you've got a home as long as I've got a home. But you understand when you come in, you respect me. God's the same way. God's going to give you every chance under the sun. But somewhere along the line, you're going to learn to respect me. The second chances you get, the third chances you get, the fourth chances you get, the fifth chances you get, because one of these days you're going to run out of chances. You understand that?
Amen.
But the fact that he offers you one chance, the second chance, the third chance. Well, let me tell you something. Don't take it for granted. Because one day the trumpet's going to sound. And the choices that we make in this lifetime determine the next lifetime. And believe me, you need to know how important that is. For God is good. His loving kindness endureth forever. And his faithfulness unto all generations. He's faithful to you. The question is, am I faithful to him? Is my hope in him? You understand that? Only you can answer that. Don't lie to yourself. Only you know whether or not you're faithful to him. And if you're not, then you need to be honest with God and tell him that. And say, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of grace. Anybody here need grace today? Don't you? And if, I'll tell you why it's amazing. It's because it doesn't matter what you've done. He's willing to love you and forgive you if you're willing to turn your life around. That's why it's amazing. That's why it's amazing. Because it's amazing what we've done wrong in life. Isn't it? It's amazing what you've done. It's amazing at our stupidity. It's amazing at our sin. It's amazing how what kind of messes we get ourselves in. Have you ever seen it in all your born days? What this world's got itself in? But no matter how bad it is, amazing grace can cover it all. You understand that? Do you really grasp that? That his grace is that amazing that he can do everything that he needs to do. His amazing grace, how sweet the sound. They understand it. He says his faithfulness unto all generations. How much do you have to be thankful for? Do we know? Can we count it? How many blessings? Can we count it? How far can it go? What are you thankful for? And listen, I'm even thankful for pain. Because it's taken some pain in my life to bring me back home. You understand that? A guy told me one time, he said, I stay in pain a lot, but he said, I'm thankful for it. And I can't imagine why. I said, why? Because he says it means I'm still alive. Now catch that. He said, it hurts to sleep. It hurts to walk. It hurts to lay on the bed. But he said, at least I know I'm alive. And as long as I'm alive, I've got a chance to make it right with God and to do God's work, no matter how much pain I'm in. Whether that pain is physical, emotional, or spiritual, it means you're alive. It means you've got a second chance, or a third chance, or a fourth chance under God's amazing grace. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Monica, God, I'll be with you in a minute. I shared with him.
That was this one.
You know, this whole family's messed up up here. I'll deal with it at some point in time. I shared with them that you got me this wonderful hourglass. I was enhanced by the color of it and where it came from. But after I figured out that it lasts for 30 minutes, and when it runs out, I gotta stop preaching. I'm telling you. Yes. Well, look, I got a lot of time.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, y'all want me to keep going, don't you? Y'all don't want to have to go eat now to eat and get something. I mean, look how much time I got. Are you getting this on film? That's the kind of church I pastor. They give me an hourglass and say, it's how much time you got, preacher. Good help. You know.
I'm timing it too.
Oh, you're timing me too. Good deal.
You look at the clock.
But in God's grace, don't you have so much to be thankful for? Don't you? I mean, let me tell you something. I tell people all the time that I've talked to about church, and they miss a lot of church. I said, do you know? Do you know what you're missing? You can't get it back. Every Sunday you miss, you can't get it back. Come to God's house. Come to His grace. Because one day you're going to wish you had. You know, go to where God's love, peace, harmony, and His amazing grace is at. That's where your hope's at. That's where everything is at. I love the little children being here. I love the kids being here. I love the old people being here. And then I love all you middle people. Because you know the middle child, they're the ones that's got issues. You know that, don't you? And a lot of you are in the middle. Okay? You know, Monica reminds her two sisters all the time that she was the oldest. Her baby sister reminds the other two that she's the baby. Then the poor one in the middle said, well, whatever. How many of you here? See, look at them. Look at them. They look pitiful, don't they? Yeah. Tammy don't know. I'm in the middle. I don't know which one I'm like. Well, you was in the middle of everything. I think that. But it don't make no difference. To God, if you're not in the middle, He loves you as an individual. He don't care what you've done wrong. He don't care about you. The fact that you were born into this world means you have a chance for eternity. You understand that? Don't ever look down on yourself. Don't ever look at the fact that nobody loves you or cares about you. Because what matters the most is that God loves you.
Amen.
Cares for you. He died for you. If you was the only person alive, He'd have died for you. He loves you. Even when we don't deserve it. It's not a matter of deserving it. It's just a matter that it's called amazing grace.
Amen.
You've got a lot to be thankful for, folks. I promise you that. Let's show God how thankful we are. Let's show Him, especially coming up in 2017. If the world lasts that long and we get there, it's another year we've got under His grace. Who knows what can come in 2017. I say this, 2000, whenever I started here, 1987. Next year, at this time, I'll celebrate 30 years if the Lord gives me grace to be here. 30 years? How long? Some of you wouldn't even thought of it. You know? Kevin was a kid. No, Kevin was old then. But I mean, 30 years! And you know, the only reason that I'm still standing today is under God's grace. That's all. That's it. Understand that. We love you. Thank you for allowing Monica and I some time away. We're glad to be home. We are. We truly are. Good people. And every time we go to a different church, I can't wait to get back here. Because let me tell you something. We're not no perfect church. We got a lot of faults. But I'll tell you what. You go visit around, look around. There's still nothing like this little place in this world.
That's right.
Give them a hand. Truly understand your amazing grace today. As we come into this wonderful time of year, Father, we know that Satan pulls at us and that Satan aggravates us. But Father, he's not going to win. Jesus is going to win. Father, may we get on the winning side. May that start today. Father, for someone here today that's lost, young or old, Father, that decision needs to be settled today. No one has promised tomorrow. Father, may we thank you and praise you for the opportunity to be here. Father, to someone who may need a quiet time at this altar, we invite that. to someone who just needs me to pray with them, I invite that. But most of all, if you're lost and don't understand, come and let me talk with you. Let me pray with you. Your life will change for eternity, but it takes hope, it takes faith. Will you come? Father, we love you. Bless these moments. In Jesus' name. As every head is bowed and every eye is closed, Larry, you can begin to pray.